Da Bears.
What is up?
Oh, that felt good.
The boys are back. God damn, that feels good. Guys, episode 100 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Woo! Take that right hand of yours. Pat yourself on the back, boys. Ups and downs. We did it. What is this podcasting for, like 3 years now?
Something like that.
2-3 years?
That sounds right.
Have we had a team above 500?
Is this a situation?
Has any team...
Oh, God. Have we?
Has any team been above 500?
The White Sox were...
The Cubs were.
Cubs were.
We're the White Sox. Yeah. We're the White Sox. One run.
Yeah.
One Cubs season above the mark.
A podcast of suck. Guys, today is Wednesday.
Are we the problem?
March 13th. Joined with the bestest friends in the whole world. And when I say the bestest, I mean the absolute bestest. Producer Jake is here.
Howie.
Sammy Stats is here.
What's good, everybody?
Lala Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
I am Marcos. And again, we are the Bare Minimum Podcast for the 100th. Time. Wow, that's so cool.
Wow.
Guys, on Facebook, Da Bear Minimum Podcast, Instagram, Da Bear Min Podcast, Twitter, at Da Bear Min Pod, Venmo, always open, at Da Bear Minimum. Guys, I missed you guys. How the hell are we doing? God damn, I missed you guys.
Summer is here.
So summer's been here for like the last 2 months. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I've golfed a lot.
Golf has started very early, at least nice golf. We've done this before and it's been shit.
That's not right. It's actually not good for my game. If I start too soon, by the end of the season, I'm dead.
El Nino is coming. Given still delivering. It's very nice.
Dude, weather's been crazy. Is this to this point? Like, I can't remember a nicer winter. Like, I don't remember.
I don't think we cared when we were younger. This is scary now.
Oh, there's no big deal with this.
It was a nice winter. I'm just happy we actually got a spring this time. Last year, it felt like cold, 80 degrees.
Oh, you're really like, I mean, like mid-April. You're really calling this summer already.
Oh, here. It's summer.
It was like mid-April when it was like, hey, the weather's going to turn. Nice.
We had spring for two weeks in Jake's book.
Amy declared summer began after Puxatani missed his shadow.
Weak-ass yeah. Man.
Amy claimed to not have worn a coat since then.
Little Philly bitch boy.
Summer has begun.
Schefter actually broke that news. Keeping it on the NFL.
About what?
He had the Puxatani scoop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the first one to push on what the results were.
Fuck that guy.
I know, right? He's God everywhere. He's everywhere. Keep him out of it.
Yeah, it's been nice. I'm excited for summer. I miss football. I'm excited for summer. I'm excited for golf. I'm excited to get outside with these kiddos because these poor kids need to get out the damn house. I need to get him out the house, boy.
Dude, I just set him in the backyard on Monday. I
was like, put him there, leave him there, lock the gates, Kaylin. Watch for hawks.
Oh, we left Peyton out there with him. But like, I was firing up the grill. You know, I couldn't help myself.
Oh, I believe we have a birthday coming up soon here. Whose birthday's coming up?
Did we celebrate Dale's?
Is it
on the pod?
Someone's birthday's coming up here. I can't remember.
Dale's has already passed.
Mine has passed for sure.
Someone's birthday.
Sam? No? No?
If it was Sam's.
Let's think about it.
If it was Sam's, we definitely wouldn't celebrate it.
We never have.
If
it were Sam's birthday, we would never celebrate
Nothing would
that
change.
Shit. Nothing
I don't even remember
all.
When it is. We just... I feel like we
is
get
the boat
together.
Dead?
The boat is
Bally
not.
Doyle
the boat
dead?
Is not dead. Bally Doyle's not dead.
No free ads.
No, I just got. I was there recently.
How is it?
It's the same.
How are the bangers and mash?
Yeah.
I had Reuben, but it was good.
Does it seem like
no more bagpipes? It's mostly like an event space now, unfortunately. So the restaurant's only that back portion, but they do have a nice patio,
which makes sense. There's way too much restaurant.
So much oh yeah.
Space.
Oh,
way too much restaurant.
Yeah.
But I mean, that shit was popping. Like pre-COVID.
Oh, that used to be our spot for a while.
That was
I spent a lot of money there.
So Bally Doyle is the last
Should've
public
been an
place.
Investor. Well, so much so that they hired me.
They're like, do you just want to work here?
And I was like, oh yeah, I should just.
You're already rolling silverware while you're here, anyways. That was the last like Bally Doyle always like is a trigger memory for me of the last public thing that we did before the shutdown. That was like we went out St. Patrick's night and we knew shit was wrong.
Yeah.
When like they had the bagpipe guys in a live band for like 20 people.
Yeah.
And we were like 10 of them.
Uh huh.
I was like, yeah.
I remember you sitting there just like head in your hands as five people with bagpipes just strolled around the restaurant. And you were just so upset that it was occurring. You're like, we couldn't hear anything.
It just lost its luster. I mean, it's fun when there's like 300 people and everybody's all drunk and stuff. But when you're like I'm a visible drunk person at that point. Like, I don't want to do this. Guys, anything else you guys want to get into here? How golf is good. Let's see. I think we're good. I can't figure out this damn birthday. Well, we'll move on.
Either way, someone let us know if Ballydoyle still looks like you could get drunk there, and then maybe
you can still get drunk there. There is still a bar.
Okay,
and maybe go to the
and
boat.
Then
maybe
go to wander the boat. To the boat
until the boat's gone, and then they open up the new one by the outlet mall.
But it's not there yet.
We could still go to the boat.
We
could
always go to the boat.
We can always go to the boat.
Yeah,
good.
You could.
I love the boat, guys. We move on. We'll do a little sponsors, little voicemails. No sponsors this episode. But if you're looking to leave the boys a voicemail, you can always send an audio file. It's dubbareminimum@gmail.com. You can send an audio file to one of us directly, leave a voicemail, get in contact with us. We love to play your stuff. We love to hear from you guys. So we've got a couple of them. So hang tight here. We got our first one.
Oh, this is going to be great. I know it's coming already.
Sup, fellas? This is the unpaid intern here. Just want to give you guys a call and talk about the recent free agent news for pretty much the NFC North, but particularly all the running back signings. Of course, the Bears signed DeAndre Swift to a 3-year deal. Packers decide to one-up and make a 4-year deal with running back and Josh Jacobs.
Crazy.
And, of course, the Vikings continue to be a bunch of dirty sluts and take our sloppy seconds and now have Aaron Jones. I don't know about you guys, but I think it's pretty cool that the NFC North is investing in running backs. It's my favorite position. And hopefully this division gets back to ground and pound and kind of, you know, bearing the grit factor when it comes to, like, what do you think of the NFC North. But more importantly, I want to get you guys' insights on probably the biggest news in free agency. Obviously, it's not Justin Fields getting traded. We already knew that no one would really care about him because he's not that good. But more importantly, the Darnell Mooney departure to Atlanta. You know, some of you guys, particularly Dale, thought that, you know, Darnell Mooney would be on pace to break the Bears' all-time receiving record. Of course, he came up short.
Little bit.
As a matter of fact, he is number 26 all-time, couldn't even crack the top 25. And he's actually behind a bunch of goons. Sorry, not goons. A bunch of dudes that I don't even think they were allowed to pass when they received these yards. Somehow it's like Jim Dooley, Jim Keane, a whole bunch of Jims. Back in 1946 and 1952,
a whole bunch
they
of
accumulated
kids.
More
lot
yards
of effort.
Than Darnell Mooney.
A lot of wars so, since then.
Opportunity for some self-reflection. How did you guys get this so wrong?
I don't think it's a you guys thing. I'll jump on that. A
couple of the fellas, Grady and myself, we continue to, you know, follow up and ask you guys these questions throughout the last few years. And at almost every moment, you guys just reaffirmed that he could do it. Yeah. And here we are. And he didn't do it. So, yeah, I just want to get your guys' opinion on that. See if you guys have, you know, an understanding of what went wrong. On your guys' opinions. But more importantly, glad to hear you guys are all back. Love listening to the fellas. Hope all is well. And I can't wait till the start of the NFL season.
Just play the next one. Yeah. Just play the next one.
We'll do it all. Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
Delivery.
It's the unpaid intern here. Just wanted to call and congratulate the guys on
this one's a little 100. Older.
100 episodes is a lot of fucking episodes. And not a lot of people make it this far. And,
it is a lot of episodes.
You know, I think it deserves recognition for you guys to hit this milestone. And God knows you guys will continue to do well and, you know, pump out more quality content in the coming years. I know it hasn't been easy, you know, dealing with that shit franchise you guys root for, but, you know, you guys got some optimism coming away. There's some light at the end of the tunnel. So, again, you know, a fantastic first 100. I look forward to the next 100. And before I go, I want to present you guys a question that I hope all of you guys will answer. What is your guilty pleasure song to sing in the shower? And if you don't sing in the shower, why the fuck don't you sing in the shower? Again, guys, congratulations on episode 100. Hope all goes well. And make sure to bet Kansas City money line. Fuck it. Kansas City -9.5. Kansas City -13.5. They're going to skull fuck the 49ers. All right, peace.
Well, wow. First of all, it wasn't a skull fucking, but they did win.
They did win. What was the score of that game? That feels like decades ago.
It was a 3-point game at the end, wasn't it? Or no, it was they They scored.
Yeah.
Scored a touchdown.
Went to overtime.
It did. That's right. It was a close game.
It was one of the best Super Bowls. It was a great Super Bowl.
Actually, it was.
Dude,
it was really
it feels like forever really ago. Big shout
That's
out
all
to
all we have to touch on.
Guys,
on
big
that,
shout out so. To Jose. Like Jose's been a big part of this show and unpaid. Maybe in the next 100 episodes we'll be able to find some funding and get you a stipend.
But do not count
ain't, investors.
It ain't looking
possibly you.
Looking
possibly
that good. Dale, we do gotta talk. We got to talk, Dale.
Is there not another one?
Oh, we got some more. Do you want to just play those two? I mean, no, come on. Let's address this first.
I thought there was another one that could that we could just do it all at the same
time. I don't
time.
Listen to the voicemails, so oh, I just...
I couldn't find another one. If there was another
there is,
okay.
there's,
if you sent
we
one...
We have two more.
I didn't, you, oh, you
oh,
just
I
have
them.
Them.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's,
okay.
There's two more, but I don't listen.
Real quick, before we... How many people directly reached out to you about...
A handful, absolutely.
You know what? Here we go.
Did you wait for me to start?
See, I told you. You guys don't believe me. It does this sometimes. Okay.
Is it Grady just listing names ahead of him?
I hope it's all 25.
He might.
He's like, I'm just going to list off some random names here.
It's embarrassing. I can't do this, guys.
I'm going to assume he names another 20-odd receivers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Johnny Morris, Harlan Hill, Alshon Jeffrey, Walter Payton, Mike Ditka,
that's the
Curtis
best
Conway, Matt Forte, Dog, Willie Gulp, Ken Kavanaugh, Allen Robinson,
dog.
Dick Gordon, Brandon Marshall, James
dog.
Scott, Jim Dooley, Jim Keane, Wendell Davis, Dennis McKinnon, Bobby Engram, Bill McCall, Devin Hester.
Please tell me Desmond Clark.
Neil Anderson.
Devin Hester.
Henry Moorhead, Marcus Robinson, Desmond Clark, and at 26, Darnell Mooney, wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons. I'll hang up. And listen to your response.
The fact that Desmond Clark is on that also, list is just
Bethany is pissed because I got a dog sit and she didn't. And I don't do shit for them.
Desmond Clark is when you there's some names like I don't know the gyms we weren't alive
right.
during
yeah,
war
right.
times
there's a
the
lot
gym,
of names
but
don't
you
know
Desmond Clark I know Desmond Clark and
everyone's
I know
playing
Desmond
Madden 07
I know
also Devin Hester like he was not a good wide receiver
no like, he could not run routes
he didn't even
he
start at that
he
position
couldn't catch the ball
it had to be flipping end over
more
end
receiving
for him
yards
to catch it.
What happened here Dale
yeah guys
where'd
like,
it go wrong
what went wrong is
Bush.
Like my super hot take, like no one forgot, and that's yeah. Hey,
oh,
that's fine.
Nobody forgot.
Yeah,
and, like habitually reminded
yeah.
us along the way.
I can't wait for the next one.
Do we? When's it? Do we have?
We don't
the,
do nothing.
The list of hot takes.
Let me get. In
oh,
files.
Are we
gonna
review
I'll
the
get
hot
back
takes?
To you. I'll get back to you.
This would be. A,
yeah,
we should do an annual.
I believe.
Hot takes.
By the way, I believe one of my things no, was real. He needs to be re-signed.
Yeah, but Dale.
Right. Well, hey.
Dale.
This is before DJ. Don't give me that.
He might have need two. He might have needed two more contracts.
No, there's only like 8,000 yards.
He cloned himself. Yeah. If you clone yourself, does that count
he's
for the
a,
same?
He's the X and
he's
the Y.
He's the X and the Y.
Exactly.
Career's not over. You could come back.
Hey, you never know.
That got me good. That got me good.
Until he retires.
Son of a bitch.
The take stands.
I don't like being lumped into that, though, by the way.
Yeah,
I like
we're,
catching catching strays,
off.
I immediately
man.
Said that that's just me.
I think everybody knows it was
Dave's call. I feel good about it.
And if they don't, we'll make sure they know and remember going forward.
Oh, my God. It's a good one. We have the best listeners. Something. Grady, big shout out to Grady, too. He's always been an active participant.
I will listen to your
I will hang up and listen to your
He's been waiting for this episode.
All time.
For, what has it been, 2 days now? 3 days?
Marcus Robinson, Desmond Clark, and at 26, Darnell Mooney, wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons. I'll hang up and listen to your response.
I just need that clip,
yeah.
And I need a. I'm gonna
now
implement a soundboard.
Yes.
Darnell Mooney.
I'll hang up and listen for your response. We have the best listeners. Guys, again, if you want to send an audio file to bareminimum@gmail.com, get us something. We love hearing from you guys, especially off season here. This is going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk to you guys about a lot of different things, but we got a lot of things to talk about now. So unless
you
guys have
what about the singing in the shower?
Oh, yeah. Singing in the shower.
Oh.
Mine is really, really easy. Sunday Morning by Maroon 5.
That's a frequent one in the
Sunday Morning by Maroon 5 is a very bouncy, flowy. I'm having a good time.
Are you listening to music or are you just singing?
No, I'm bars, freestyle, top of the dome. What you mean?
I go a cappella.
Papa Doc. Clock.
Sam.
Yeah. What's your guys'?
How big is yours? No Diggity by Blackstreet.
Oh, really?
That's a frequent one as well. Yeah.
Do you do the rap at the beginning, too?
Oh, yeah.
Always. It's part of the song.
It's Shawna going down.
Shout to get down, good Lord.
Jake?
I'm going to be honest. I don't sing that much in the shower.
Why? You scared? You scared, boy?
I usually got YouTube videos on. I'm like,
What?
My morning routine is I have.
You got it like that.
Is like as I'm getting ready and.
Does Amy just hold the phone for you?
No, there's a shelf in there.
Next! I have to get ready.
He's got the Ziploc bag.
Rewind 30.
No, there's a shelf in there. No, I watch news basically.
In the shower?
Yeah.
What, Fox or what's up?
You watch videos.
You're watching videos in the shower.
Yes.
Are you not watching? Make sure you clean yourself.
And you don't you're not just listening to like a podcast or a radio. You're watching.
Too. Maybe one. No, it's just on. I'm not staring at it as I'm. It's just on.
I need to know more about
this. I watch. Yeah.
We should sit in one morning.
Shadow. Can I shadow you? Can I shadow your morning?
Not to derail. I heard about this thing. This group of friends do. They call themselves. They call it like Bond Brothers.
Oh, I like this.
No one else has heard about this.
I'm not sure.
You read it a little bit harder than
Wait,
all of us.
Let's just commit to whatever this is. Let's do it.
Okay, I'm glad.
All 100% commit to whatever
this
is.
Well, Amy already said that this is something you
unanimous.
Guys would do.
Unanimous.
Dale, it's
oh,
unanimous.
If Amy said we would do it, then I trust Amy. Yeah, absolutely.
Gay sex.
Oh. The way he laughed, too.
So, they call themselves Bond Brothers. And what they do is, you know, Gold Bond, great product.
Yeah.
You know, great for the summer. It's humid. You know, splash it on your boys.
This podcast is familiar.
I keep that bitch in business. Ooh, yeah. So what's
so
up?
They would put Gold Bond in their hand, throw it on the crotch.
The old LeBron.
And then immediately after they were done, they would shake each other's hands.
Hey. Oh, so she was insulting us when she said it. I get it now.
Yeah, fuck it. Bond Brothers.
Bond Brothers.
Are you kidding me?
I'm in.
We'll do each other's junk. Get the corners you can't hit.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck those guys. They don't do it.
These guys don't
real.
Love each other yeah. enough.
We'll show them love.
So really, you watch videos in the shower?
I'm watching like PBS.
Are you 8? What?
No, NewsHour.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I get, never mind. You don't got to do this.
It's just
what's your song?
It's just on.
So both of those actually are songs that go often in the Jackman Shower.
You're saying NewsHour and Blackstreet?
No, Blackstreet and Sunday Morning when we were young.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Those are good.
Yeah. The Bee Gees. Always a good one. Anything.
I like that.
I like that. Guys, anything else here?
Nope.
All right, we move on because we got a lot to get into. Guys, we'll do a little State of the Beloved. Our Chicago Bears have given us a ton of news, and we've been gone for about 6 weeks now. So since you've been gone.
Mm-hmm.
Another shower one. Let's start at the combine, right? So the last time we spoke was conference championship weekend. So all that fun stuff happened. Season has officially ended. The next real bit of news, we had a little lull. They hired Shane Waldron. I believe we talked about that last episode. And then we went into the combine. And the big news rolling into combine week or the week before was that we had, I, I believe it was, what was it? It was just the week before. So Justin Fields unfollows the Bears on Instagram. He unfollows the NFL on Instagram. And then everybody's up in a work. We couldn't figure out if he ever followed the Bears to begin with. In an age where, like, social media is everything.
Like, a little too much.
Well, people cared way too much. That was one of those ones where I'm just like, what the fuck are we talking about here?
But, like, fun to follow along.
That's kind of, that's media nowadays, right? And so that led to a chaotic kind of few days at the combine. And at least rolling into the NFL combine, I think that, like, the expectation was that Justin was going to be dealt that week, right? We talked about there being openings, there being conversations. You couldn't really do much there. And a lot of things didn't shake out the way that I think we thought, right? So now we're kind of here.
Well,
free agency, draft is coming up. You got pick, you got Bears fans ready to eat each other alive. This is chaos on all fronts. I don't want to go too far before I bring up, remember when we killed, because I just thought about this. Remember when we killed Mitch Trubisky for saying he wanted to turn off all the TVs at Hallis Hall because of all the
negative press.
All the negative press and stuff.
Like, I do remember this.
If we killed Mitch for that, and boy, did we kill Mitch for that. Like, we have to kill Justin for that too. Like, that was crazy.
Well, and then to go on the St. Brown Brothers podcast just to tell them that, like, man, I want to get away from it for my vacation, which I do respect, by the way, because no one wants to work on their vacation.
Delete the app.
Just delete the app.
Right, exactly. That's like, there's other ways.
There's burners. Like,
I believe his analogy.
Also, just turn your phone off.
Yeah, like,
said, you're on vacation.
He said, there's people you fuck with on Instagram that you don't follow.
Mm-hmm.
I think you referred to, like, girls.
He was talking about chicks.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
I said people, I said chicks.
Nah, that was for sure.
I mean, it's
not your employer.
It started the whole thing off really weird. Like, that was a whole weird dynamic that, like, the age of social media, that's what athletes do now. You know, that's what, like, celebrities do. If you're falling out with that team, you scrub them from your social media or whatever. It, like, bummed me out to an extent, you know? And then things just keep getting weirder. So now we're at the end. So now we go into free agency, and I was expecting to this point that Justin would have been traded by now, and he's not. And the opposite happens. Not only is he not traded, but teams that are quarterback needy teams are now filling slots with people that are not Justin Fields. The starter positions just about taken up. The backup positions, you're seeing guys like Drew Lock getting signed. You got Teddy Bridgewater. The Bears signed Brett Rypien. You got guys,
sure.
Dude, you've got guys it getting is. Signed for backup roles. Where does Justin even go now? This is tough for the Bears truthers, or for the Fields truthers. This is a really, really tough look for the Fields believers right now. So where are you guys at with all of this?
I think it's just it's people are just uncomfortable right now. You're kind of uncomfortable because you thought he'd get dealt, but I personally, I don't know if you guys kept up with Rappaport's, you know, I think he did a stint on NFL yesterday. Yep. And he plainly said, I liked what he said, and it was less than 90 seconds, but what he said was basically they're still evaluating who the quarterbacks at the top. And when they're dead set on one of them, they will move on Justin.
Who?
Potentially.
Who?
The Bears. The Bears are not trading him. Basically, his take was that they're intentionally not moving him yet.
Come on.
I don't think that's
true. Come on.
That came out
after.
He
has more connections than any of us.
What are we doing?
That came out after, like, other backup quarterbacks had been signed, and the Bears went, shit, we got to spin this. What's a spin? We're still doing due diligence.
No, I think I don't think
my take is they probably just aren't getting what they want for him. Because how mad would you be if, like, it just came out like, oh, we traded him for a third?
Oh, Abdallah said that you should try and get a fifth.
I mean, guys, at this point, so here's the issue.
But I think at any point you could trade him for a fifth.
Agreed. I think any point you
right.
can get
So, like,
that.
Why do that right now? If
you're going to have to hit a point here really soon where, like, and I think the Bears kind of did this to themselves. And don't get me wrong. Like, I don't think the Bears fully did this to themselves. It's also just the fact that Caleb Williams is that good. But, like, he's the consensus number one. And all the big wigs and all the guys that get paid lots of money to evaluate these talents every year, there's a reason that multiple people have come up with, like, the idea that Caleb is better than most QB prospects that we've seen come out in the last decade, with the exception of Andrew Luck and Trevor Lawrence and a couple other ones. But this is the guy. So, like, regardless of if Ryan Poles goes out at the combine, and because I saw people upset about, oh, you know, they tipped their hand too much by saying that he was trying to do right by Justin Fields if they go down the route of trading him. Like, even if he didn't say that, the writing's really on the wall. Like, everybody has the tape on Justin. Everybody's evaluating the same film on Caleb.
I don't even think it matters.
Bingo.
It doesn't matter if you're saying, oh, he's available. If he's wanted, it doesn't matter if you've tipped your hand and said he's available. People are going to go get him if they want him.
I think the hard part here is that he's not that desirable.
I don't think it's...
Or he's maybe not as desirable at that price, Sam. I'm with you.
Yeah. And I don't think it's him as a person or him necessarily as a player, but I think a lot has to do with the market and where his contract position is. I mean, because just look at the people. Obviously, Atlanta hurt that they went out and, you know, did sign Kirk Cousins. But that was the only, like, really big one. Every other team, like, the Steelers got Russell Wilson for nothing, you know.
The Raiders was one that we linked him to, and that was Minshew, and that was a pickup.
Like, they're all getting budget quarterbacks. And right now, with what the Bears are probably asking for, he's not considered a budget, because then you also have to pay him very quickly.
You have to pay him that. Yeah, and the trading team, the team that acquires Justin, can pick up that fifth-year option, and it's almost like a foregone conclusion that if you trade for him, you're picking that up. But even then still, so like Gardner Minshew got, I think, $10 million or something like that. Drew Lock signed for $5 million. Justin Fields just this year.
Right.
If he just plays the 2024 season and you don't pick up his fifth year option, he's only due like $2.4 million.
Not even three. Yeah.
So it's not a ton of money that he's saving.
But it's more, I think it's more about the capital you're giving up.
Well, yeah. Because why are you going to, you're going to give up capital? But even, I don't know, man. I would have thought the demand for Justin would have been more. And maybe this was just like us, like, pumping our own heads up and thinking like we could really, I never put any faith in what old ass Mel Kiper said about the Bears were going to get 108. Like, in what fucking world, you know? Like, I was hoping maybe a second and a third, but at this point, like, I would be surprised if we get a fourth or a fifth round pick. And you're going to have to ask yourself here pretty soon, if the NFL draft comes up, NFL GMs get crazy and they make rash decisions, especially around the time of the NFL draft. So you might see somebody get a little desperate and make a trade for Justin right around draft time. Anything after the draft, guys, you cannot, and I can't stress it enough, you cannot go into training camp, OTAs with Justin and Caleb on the roster. You 100% cannot. There's no...
I disagree.
Oh, good God. You cannot go in there with Caleb Williams being the number one.
Disagree.
If you take him as 101, you're saying, this is my commitment to Caleb. So what are you going to do then? Let Justin and Caleb duke it out?
Nope.
What are you doing?
Nope. I like having a contingency plan.
But who's the contingency?
We don't practice fucked.
I don't know yet.
It's the Peyton Manning quote. We don't practice fucked.
Okay, but if you have a quarterback that has been a starter and you have him for less than $3 million this year and you can draft the next one and then you have two no matter what, say one guy sucks, even worse, one guy gets hurt. How many QBs went down last year?
Oh, a bunch. How many?
Would you rather have Bajent in there or Justin Fields?
I would rather have...
Tell me which one you would rather have in there, Bajent or Justin Fields, if Caleb goes down.
Well, I think that's not... That's
that
not
is the question. Would you rather have Fields or Bajent?
I'd rather have Fields than Bajent, but I would never have Fields rostered over Bajent at that point if you take Caleb Williams. What you're doing to that locker room already... If you bring both of those guys back, you've got guys like DJ Moore and the old contingency who love Justin and want to. dude, you can't do that to a rookie quarterback. You can't do that to a young team like that, like an up and coming team. You do that. You can't do that with the meathead fans. You think our fans are going to handle that? Good God, we will actually kill each other if that were to happen.
That was the only take on the air today that I heard. That I was like, all right, I can kind of see that, where we are terrible. Like, we are terrible to quarterbacks in this town. Like, fans, like, the fans will just be animalistic if that happens. I get it. I don't see it as a bad thing. They're all pros. They're all getting paid. I don't think there's going to be the divisiveness that we are all speculating that there would be. None of us are in the locker room. None of us know those guys. I know that we all respect Justin, but they're all also doing a job.
Oh, it's a business.
Yes. So that if they believe that Caleb is the next guy, Justin's the buffer. He's going to get a deal somewhere else. We're going to deal him at some point, or he's going to walk in free agency because we don't take his option.
The shockwaves that would send through that locker room, sends.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
The man unfollowed the Bears because they were talking about possibly trading him, going over options. Like, it's a totally different time. I'm all for back in the day. You bring two guys in, you have them fight it out, and you got two good options, and everybody shakes hand and stays on those teams. What happens? I'll put the hypothetical. If they go out there and they battle in camp, right?
Okay.
And Justin plays better than Caleb through camp, and you name Justin your starter day one.
Justin's the starter for a year. Good. And he's the buffer. What he is the good buffer. God, he's a human shield.
Not an Alex Think Smith. Of him this as is a not human. An Alex Smith.
I know.
Brett
I'm
Favre
not
situation.
Saying he is. I'm not saying he is. And no. I was sick of hearing that on the radio too. But all it is it's a buffer. It's just a
what
buffer.
What do you need
so
a buffer for? He's the first pick, a previous Heisman winner, one of the best quarterback prospects we've seen in a
going
decade.
Going from Pac-12 defenses to the NFL, you could use a fucking buffer, dude.
Yeah, you could also use some really, really good offensive talent. I could throw another top 10 wide receiver. We got DJ Moore out there. Give Cole Kmet. You beef up an offensive line. I don't need a buffer.
I hope they do that.
I need reps. That's what I need. I don't need. What's
he's gonna get him?
What is Caleb? How Justin Fields is gonna get the reps? You're saying
Jordan Love didn't get reps for 2 years, except for some side.
He sat behind a Hall of Famer.
Okay,
that's apples and oranges. You know,
it's a guy sitting on the bench not getting reps, Marcos.
It's a totally different situation.
He's sitting on the bench not getting reps.
The next up one, like they're not. They were not talking about Jordan Love. Like they're talking about Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's learning from Justin. I'm saying he's getting acclimated.
I just don't know why we got to dip our toes in the water here. I don't understand why we can't just dive in. Like, just cannonball. Just dive in. Like, if this is your pick and that's the guy that you're taking 101.
We've these guys before.
Yeah, but like,
the
just
season
because,
hasn't started, guys.
Just because the old guy sucks doesn't mean, just because the old guys did dumb shit doesn't mean like we can't make the right decision because the old guys got it wrong. Like, the next one's my best one. That's always been my mentality.
Well, yeah.
You don't have to. We don't have to be afraid of taking the quarterback because we've been burned by the quarterback, you know?
I'm in on Caleb. Trust me. I'm in on Caleb. What I'm saying is I don't think it's as bad of a thing as everybody seems to be thinking it is to have Justin still on the roster. I don't think he's going to be. I'm just saying, think about it and think about it rationally. Like, don't just jump to conclusions because we can't do that. Think about how it could work.
If draft comes
all the time, it's like we're always thinking about what could go wrong. Let's think about what could go right.
Yeah, but it never,
okay, we're always thinking about what could go wrong. Right. Think about what could go right.
never goes right.
This is think about what if could. Think about what
go ahead,
could.
Jake. Season hasn't started, guys. We don't need to jump off a bridge yet.
No, but the season
is differing. Drafting, there are
throwing
still
the opinions out there.
Days and time for this to get figured out.
Justin could get dealt tomorrow. He could get dealt tonight. I don't know. It's just. Just throwing my opinion out there. This is good banter.
Any part of you guys want to keep Justin and trade back?
No.
Trade 101 back?
No.
But what about I do not want to do.
But what about the haul? What about the haul? We could get a haul.
I love picks.
We could get so many picks.
This is a draft.
We could just trade back.
What could they be?
They could be anything. More picks.
They could be anything.
It's
no.
I hate
draft picks a draft pick
with everything in my being.
It could be anything.
What we have become as a fan base.
It could even be Caleb Williams.
We just need to win.
I hate
win
the discourse.
So about it.
I hate the field.
You're part of the discourse.
Am I part of the discourse for pointing out?
You're part of the chaos. Yes.
Yeah, yes. But because I'm pointing out the dumb
you
side
on Twitter last week or earlier this week was.
The motherfuckers are delusional. It's delusional to think that if Justin Fields hasn't shown you in 3.5 years.
But then there's also you like wanting to send it over day one of free agency, not going.
Yeah, you were ready to jump.
Well, that's another thing.
You were big mad.
Well, again,
we should have signed the entire league.
Every single one. I don't believe I said that. But all I'm saying is if you had money and I just told you to dive in, why aren't we diving in when everybody else is like, hey, this bitch is great. Look at me. I'm doing my, can I work on my cannonballs? Thank you very much. Everybody else is in there spending money. What are we doing? I'll take a special teamer. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take Simone Biles' husband. That's who we're about to take. You know what we're going to do?
I'm excited about that.
She likes Chicago.
Sleeper agent. Apparently. Packer sleeper agent.
We're going to take a third quarterback.
She's our
for
Taylor Swift.
She is our Taylor Swift.
That's right.
Fuck yeah. She's our Taylor Swift, dude. Fuck yeah. Okay,
I can get on board with that.
I just expected the Bears to have more of a plan and act like big-time players.
Who
and I
says
it.
They didn't have a plan? Maybe they didn't. Like, just,
oh, and
it
fine.
Didn't come to
you're
fruition.
Right. There could execute. Be there could be something to like being responsible with your money. I know nothing about that at all. 1-800-GAMBLER, gamble responsibly. So like, there could be something said about like, hey, we're not going to go and like blow our wad right away. So okay, fine. But I just this team has needs. The four of us can sit here and agree
we have
that
needs.
This team has needs. There are holes on this team, and how do you fix holes on an NFL roster with draft picks? How many picks do we have this year? 5.
We're not winning the Super Bowl next year.
Oh,
we
but you could make the playoffs this year.
We still,
the offs?
Buddy. We.
I'm so mad. I looked at you with my crazy eye, dude.
Yeah.
I expect so much from this franchise. After being bad, I expect you to not only be good, but at least like.
Dude, I just remember how. Dude, I. All I'm saying is we just got to let it play out. Like, I know we're a fucking podcast here and this is like what. But like.
You just want us to sit here and silence
them? I just remember.
We need to speculate.
I just remember how fucking hyped like we all were when we traded for Khalil Mack.
I remember where I was in Traverse City. We
sacrificed
there, yeah.
So much to land him.
Yeah,
it was awesome. What you're like, you texted the Bears did nothing to move the needle today. And I was just like, even when they do, it just ends up going like horribly wrong.
That doesn't mean you like, shouldn't.
Right. I'm not saying that doesn't mean you shouldn't. I'm just saying like, I also don't think now's the time to like fucking move the needle. Like you don't have to go land the biggest free agent like that's out there.
I mean, I didn't expect him to go spend $110 million on Christian Wilkins, but like I expected you to be in on Danielle Hunter.
I thought so.
Like I would have liked to maybe see that you were in on Calvin Ridley, and I get it. Those contracts were way too rich, and I applaud
money.
Them for not making those deals. But like, dude, Danielle Hunter got two for 49. Like that's a you have money, and I get it. Like he's from Texas, no state income tax in Texas, but like that's
and
all thing.
And Stroud,
that's all. Yeah,
yeah.
But like Ann Williams, so yeah, well, and Montez Sweat on the other side. I'm just saying.
And Will Anderson on
saying,
the other side.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Fuck, man. I don't expect them to win the whole. I know they're not going to win the Super Bowl day one of free agency. I acknowledge that, and I acknowledge that I'm a meathead.
It's also possible these free agents didn't want to come right now.
What the fuck is wrong with me? I have money. My money spends like everybody else. We're going to build a stadium. Caleb's coming. Virginia's 105.
Yeah, but you're talking about a player that chose the Texans, who did make the playoffs with an incredible rookie performance.
Really good.
Over a team who...
7 wins.
Doesn't have the quarterback yet. We don't know what's going to happen.
Half their fans are meatballs. Yeah, that's true.
It's like, ooh, they have $80 million to spend, but I'm not going to get all $80 million, so why the fuck would I go
there? I like to imagine Danielle Hunter made his decision by like just like looking up like hashtag Bears Twitter, hashtag like Texans Twitter.
He was just
and he got into Bears
no.
Twitter, and he was like, delete.
Oh, no.
You know what? He's like, you know what? I see why he unfollowed them.
Said Seth from Beecher. No.
Goes to Texans Twitter. He's like, it crickets. He's like, yeah. This sounds nice.
Yeah, he's like, it's nice. They're good. Like frolicking, spending money. Like
it's a jelly fishing.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So people often forget that this isn't Madden.
It's just
like,
hashtag
I have the money.
Hashtag Texans. Hashtag Texans isn't actually about the football team. It's just about people living in Texas. And he's like, oh, this is fantastic.
He's like, wow, there's a lot of guns.
No state income tax. I mean,
that it helps.
That definitely. But like, if you're Ryan Poles, like, you know, you need to bid more than God damn it. Whatever. I mean,
then you're overspend. Like,
what did we get ranked? Right? What was our?
You are right. Then you're overspending.
In that report that came out a few weeks ago,
I feel like,
what were we ranked?
I feel like he had prices, and he still has prices, and right now, those prices aren't landing. So he's moving on.
And you've got like day
that's
two.
That's fine. We have a lot of draft picks right now. Like we got.
We don't say.
Oh
we
no,
have
we
a
don't.
Lot.
We
have
don't.
Five.
We have. Well, we have a gap.
We have money.
We have money and a gap.
And when was the time to spend that money?
It's still now. You don't have to spend it on day one, but you could.
But
he's
like,
gonna get like
who
two
are you
picks from
who are you picking up at the, who are you picking up at this point that like has given you like a plus one more?
Maybe Connor
Chase
Williams.
I don't know the pool like that.
Chase Young ain't doing it for you.
Like the top center. I think Connor Williams is still out there.
Yeah. Well, and then. Eric Armstead got. There's a lot of cap. Mike Williams got released. That's
right.
Another name, but
that's one that I saw linked already.
These are all guys that were paid highly and cut from their teams for a reason. The guys that were making a lot of money, a la Chris Jones, and found a way to get re-signed. There's a reason those guys stay with their teams, but other late 20, early 30, some odd year old guys like Austin Eckler, like other guys. There's a reason those guys hit the market.
Well, while I agree with you in principle, there are some other issues that factor that, like the Chargers and the Bills having their situations of we have to get under this salary cap.
Yeah.
So like didn't the Bills release like Tre'Davious White?
Yeah.
He's one of the best corners in the game. But we have this very hard number that we have to be under. So there's nothing that's why we got Byard or Byard, excuse me.
Is that how you say it?
Isn't it
Byard? It's Byard. Okay, I've been butchering it for the past 2 days.
You get my point. Anyway.
Guys, a couple other free agency deals, and one that I don't know how you guys felt about it. DeAndre Swift signs. That's an 8-year, or that's 3-year, $8 million a year, 24 total. I mean, that's given what the rest of the running back market got at that point. It kind of makes sense. I don't like the dollar amount. I don't like paying a running back that much, but I like DeAndre Swift's skill set.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be a good, like...
I have no problem with that signing.
That's a good pass-catching one. How'd you guys feel about the...
Weren't you mad about this when it came across?
I don't like paying running backs until I saw that all the running backs were being paid about that much.
They're going to end up playing for someone, guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I mean, like, last year, nobody paid running backs, and this year, good for them. That position group all kind of got paid at the same time. So, I mean, that's fine. That is what it is. You have Khalil Herbert, you have Roshan Johnson, and now you've got DeAndre Swift. That'll be great for a rookie quarterback coming in.
The only thing that I would ask you is, would you rather have Swift for, what is it, $8 million or Saquon for $12 million?
I would rather have Swift for $8 million. You could spend that $4 million somewhere else.
Bingo.
We're not spending it.
But we have $80 million.
Right, exactly. That's my point.
We have so much to spend.
How many of that? How much of that $80 million is allocated?
Make fun of me.
I think like $16 million. I want to say.
How do you guys feel
for rookies? Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the Ryan Bates trade? Ryan Bates, backup offensive lineman, traded from the Buffalo Bills. I think the Bears, because we have so many draft picks, traded a 5th round pick to acquire him. 29 years old. He was a target of polls. A couple years ago,
we negotiated this contract that he's on.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. We did negotiate this contract because they matched the
offer.
They
matched it. So they negotiated because he was a restricted free agent.
Yeah.
And so, or however that works.
Yeah.
And
he is 27.
So the Bears negotiated that deal with him.
Don't we have somebody on our staff that, like, was one of his coaches or, like, scouted him or something?
Mm-hmm.
I forget the deal.
Yeah.
Oh,
I forget
yeah.
who it is, but there's a connection.
Well, that's
other than the contract.
That's a big theme with this front office regime. Like, I know Mark Pryor. No, not Mark Pryor. Who was the.
Matt Pryor.
Matt Pryor was the one. Mark Pryor.
Him and Eberflus were in Indianapolis.
And Indy together. Ian Cunningham was one that scouted him coming out, and he was on their practice squad, too. So, like, these guys are willing to go and get their guys that fit their system, even from, like, times prior. So cool.
Like, I like that.
If that's why you make your decision, you're going to live and die by these decisions. But, like,
but the devil, you know, I guess.
That's kind of where I sit with it, too.
Well, he's a quality offensive depth piece that they're going to hope challenges for the starting center job.
Yes.
Better start challenge for a starting center job. You gave up a fifth.
Well, and that's the thing. A fifth round pick could be anything. It could even be someone who's challenges for your starting center job.
I think he was like the third string center technically on Buffalo.
I think they listed him as a tackle technically. But regardless.
He played center. He played all five positions there. Okay. He is quality.
That's what I mean. He's quality depth because he's a guy you can plug in because he can play that position or that one.
Well, he's played center the least amount of all the positions that he's played. I think he's only maybe a few dozen snaps at center in his time in the NFL. So you're asking another guy to play center that doesn't always play center.
That went really well with Cody White here.
I hope you can teach him. I hope Chris Morgan is as good as everybody says he is, you know, but I just, there's some of these, that's the thing. We have nothing else to talk about right now. So sometimes I'm sitting there in the car and I'm getting hot about things. I'm thinking to myself like, Jake, what am I fucking doing right now? Like, I don't need to be this hot about this, but
too much sports radio for you, man.
Sometimes it just, I could literally just be driving in silence thinking about it. And it just is insane. It's like a curse. It's a fucking curse.
It is.
More news on the Bears. The Bears finally come to terms with a contract extension. Jalen Johnson, I believe that's a 4-year deal. So Jalen gets to test free agency again in his age 28 season.
Just perfect.
It took a long time. I was a little worried there for a second that it wasn't going to get done and he was going to walk out the door for nothing. So I'm excited. This was a good indicator for players on this team and in this organization that like, hey, we will pay our guys. Because that was a stigma for a while.
Maybe that's what they're saving the money for.
You're going to make them mad.
We're going to build from within.
I like the Jalen Johnson signing. I think it's good.
It's great.
He deserved it.
Well, it's great for both sides because Jalen gets another crack at free agency, but the Bears in some way limit their exposure by keeping it to only 4 years, which is actually just a going rate. But
we get his prime.
Not only that, they got him at a reason, by all means, excuse me, reasonable rate that when he becomes a free agent again at age 28, it will proportionally probably be reasonable. Like, if he's that good of a player, you have him locked up for the rest of his career now.
Yeah.
And if you read between the lines here, like a lot of these like contract extensions or free agency deals that they're going to come to terms with, like a lot of these are 3- and 4-year deals, which kind of line up with a rookie quarterback. You give yourself some financial flexibility.
Yep.
And you're kind of able to read the tea leaves and say, okay, like there's a lot of indicators that kind of show you, hey, this is the route that they're going to go in the draft coming up. And now we just wait. We wait until April 24th. This is... I wait, and I'm so goddamn excited to see what happens there. One, I think, is going to be Caleb Williams. Number 9 is going to be however the hell the draft board shakes up.
Yep. Won't be surprised if that moves around.
Yeah. We'll do a little kind of draft look ahead in some future episodes here getting into it. So one last Bears thing I wanted to talk with you guys about because it's a pretty significant development that I think we didn't really talk about too much, at least in our little group chat.
Let's not talk about it.
We talked about the stadium.
Fuck.
So it sounds they are talking about they're looking into and committing to – well, okay, so how it was worded was that the Bears are – this is real fucking rich from these cocksuckers.
It's a mess. It's a mess.
These fucking cocksuckers. So they're talking about they will put up $2 billion of their money towards a public stadium and have it be built on the lakefront, a little further kind of south lot, Waldron Deck, like over there in that area. Thoughts on that? Jake, you're shaking your head. What are you thinking?
I'm just thinking Jerry could never. One. $2 billion of your own money? Unheard
of.
No.
That motherfucker went to Springfield to ask for money.
I don't
Please,
know.
I'm poor.
I guess why?
It doesn't make
right.
It doesn't make any sense. I feel like all of the issues that present themselves with Soldier Field,
they exist.
Present themselves at a new
and
stadium.
And during construction, it's just going to be worse.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Well, and, like, where are they going to play? They're going to play games at Soldier while the new one's
yes.
getting, like, oh, good Lord. Come on.
Come on.
It would increase capacity by 20%.
Yeah, because you built a fucking miniature stadium, you idiots. Arlington Heights still continues to give them the most flexibility. Somewhere deep inside, I believe that this is... this is still just a tactic.
Right.
Well, they bought Arlington for $200 million last year. So, like, you got it. You demolished buildings.
Dude, the spokesperson or from Arlington Heights or whatever was just like, or the Arlington Park sounds like ex-spouse in denial.
Oh, yeah.
Just
oh.
like, no, like, they're still coming here. They're coming back. Like, no, there were real
it's
comments.
It's going to be okay.
No, like, we are still of the mindset that they're building in Arlington. Like, that's, like,
yeah,
they
I guess
said
they're,
that.
I don't like, know.
Denial is a river in Egypt, man.
I guess.
I don't know what's happening.
So the official statement from them was, the possibility that the Chicago Bears could find a different location has remained an option since day one, and the project has never been considered a done deal in Arlington Heights. The ultimate outcome of their current discussions with the city of Chicago is unknown. What the village knows is that the Arlington Park property provides the Bears the unique potential to own and build a multi-use development on 326 acres. Every single thing that they're saying is right. This is, I believe that this is just a tactic at this point. It's to try to find a way to get that tax.
This is Kevin Warren.
This is Kevin Warren.
Well, because they're fighting, I believe, with the school district.
Yes.
About property valuations, which would determine how much money they would be giving annually to the school district.
They're about $100 million off right now, is the difference between those two sides. Eventually, the Bears are going to have to pony up and say, look, we're going to make money hand over fist, and we're going to have a factory of fucking money printed here. We're going to have restaurants and stadium. We're going to build a small casino, the
concerts.
Whole thing. We're going to have Final Fours, Super
we have the
Bowls,
whole,
you name it.
We have the whole summer.
We have a train stop right here, the whole thing, guys. You're going to have to pay a little bit more to make this happen, and it is what it is. What are you going to say? Fuck them kids? Is that the Bears' official stance? Is that Kevin Warren's official stance? Is fuck them kids?
Oh, man.
Some point, we're going
to
have to acquiesce and just fucking pay.
I need someone to ask him that.
Fuck them kids.
how do you feel about them
Where's
kids,
Billy Football?
Kevin?
Fuck them kids. Get Billy. So, guys, the stadium thing is just something to look into, and we'll kind of keep our eyes on that. I am hoping that we are talking about an Arlington Heights plan and not a lakefront plan. I just...
Imagine.
I can't do the lakefront.
Catching
I
can't
an do Uber. The lakefront.
To the train station in Aurora, hopping the train to the Bears game.
Yeah.
Because it's only a few stops away.
Nope.
You can't get on at Aurora.
No, you got to go north, dog.
You got to go Geneva.
Oh, no. Where are we going to build a stop?
Oh, look at you.
That's not how that.
They could be. No.
Hey, what's up
be.
With you, dude?
But that's the one that's close to my house. Closest.
It's not that close to your house. Okay. Yeah,
it's not that close to my house.
Good
yeah.
Lord. What happened? You move?
Have you ever seen a map of the rail lines?
Yeah.
They don't connect.
Give that an old.
They just go.
Give that a refresh. Refresh. Enhance. Guys, let's move on from the Bears.
Actually, blow that up for me.
They're actually all different colors, too.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Guys, let's do a little Sammy stats. Question of the week.
Yeah, check out the Metra. So, staying on theme here of a magical journey with lots of twists and turns. Mm. That we seem to be on with this goddamn team.
Oh, nice. That's where we are.
You're traveling down the Yellow Brick Road.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to be, like, you are a character on the Yellow Brick Road, which one are you?
What does that mean?
I'm the dog.
Wizard
like,
of
I'm
Oz?
I'm going with Toto.
I'm
going
to be
I've only
super
seen,
honest.
I've only
yeah.
seen Wicked. I've never seen The Wizard of Oz.
That's
never.
Interesting. It's just been a
guys,
long
there's like
time.
Five that characters.
It's Dorothy.
Yeah.
The Tin Man.
The Tin Man.
Which I'll just go with him.
The Lion Man. But he was kind of a bitch ass, wasn't he? The lion was like a lion, but he was like a weak ass.
The Cowardly
no,
Lion.
He had
cowardly,
no courage.
Yeah. Oh, he's
no,
a cowardly,
a cowardly lion. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's yeah, like yeah. a thing for him.
That's... No, he needed courage. He didn't have courage.
Yeah, he lacked courage.
Yeah, no, his name was Courage.
No,
no
that's
no,
Courage,
that's
the
cowardly
dog.
That's a dog.
That's a... It's different.
Eustace.
Eustace?
You stupid dog. You made me look bad.
That show was fucking was great. Wild.
Eustace, awesome show. There's cows outside.
I'll be the dead monkey. When there's a dead monkey in one of those scenes or something. I
well,
saw
there are
flying,
monkeys.
Flying monkeys.
But there was like a dead monkey in a scene that like.
Oh, like
they,
in the movie?
He or she died.
Oh,
and
Easter
like,
egg.
Yeah. And it's like in there you can see like just.
No, are you talking about the person that hung themselves?
Yeah, because there's a
as like swinging in the background.
Little person.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
it's whatever
that's
it was.
That's the theory, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a little dark. Okay, so back to the
the brick road.
Is that the Stripe Cat? Is that the same movie? The Stripe Cat? The
no. Close. Boy in the Striped Pajamas?
Both are a straight up
different,
acid
very
trip.
Different movie.
Very different.
Very different movie.
Same villain.
Alice in Oz. Yeah, that's what it is.
The
dog is the only right answer.
I don't.
There's a dog?
Yeah.
Toto. Toto. We're not in we're not in Kansas anymore. Toto.
Talking dog?
No.
That's Courage.
Oh, Mac. Okay. I'd be Dorothy.
Stop.
She got paid. Stop. She had the motherfucking Jimmy Choo's on, dog. What you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Let me get them garlands.
Who was? Wasn't there like a scene where they're throwing apples at some? Are the monkeys throwing apples?
I'll throw an apple at your head.
I don't know who was throwing the apples, but there were some apples
monkeys.
Getting hucked.
Are they throwing them at the lion?
She's passed out this entire movie, right?
Who?
Like she's unconscious.
Who?
From a tornado.
Can I be the
like
wizard?
Dorothy.
She's on like a heroin trip or something.
Something like that.
I'll have some of that.
Really?
No. No.
Can I be the wizard?
The great and powerful Oz?
I think so.
I mean,
but but there is no wizard.
Yeah,
yeah, he was a
fake.
It's a dude.
Oh, spoiler
alert. He's actually
alert,
just an engineer,
dude.
So actually, no. You
shit,
can't.
Man. You just ruined that movie.
I didn't go to U of I.
none of us did.
Not an engineer.
We spent some time there, but.
A little bit. A little Green Street.
Fucking unofficial.
Yeah. Good God.
Good God.
Shout out, Julian.
So, wait, I can't be the. Okay, I will be.
Tin Man.
Are you looking at the characters right now?
Yeah, dude.
Tin Man.
I've never seen this movie yet.
And then isn't there one more?
What? Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Lion.
Scarecrow, that's the other one.
He is the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah, he's a Cowardly Lion.
Yeah.
But he's,
oh, he's not
courage,
the Cowardly
Lion. No, that part I made up.
Come back.
He's seeking courage.
What if the Tin Man wanted a brain?
No, a heart.
No.
No.
If I
no,
only had a brain.
The Scarecrow wanted a brain.
Yes, he was an idiot.
The Scarecrow wanted a brain. The Tin Man wanted a heart to be alive. And the Lion wanted courage.
Yeah, the Tin Man was really mean. He had an axe. He was like chopping wood.
He wasn't mean.
Yeah, he was a mean
son of
a bitch.
It was Fiero.
Okay.
You guys need to rewatch The Wizard of Oz.
He's a mean guy.
No, some of our listeners might have gotten that.
I never watched this movie. I don't know any of these people. I'm like looking at this. Yeah, I'll have to watch this movie.
Yeah, no, it is a classic.
Arguably one of the original classics.
It's
OG classic.
Yeah, I probably haven't seen it in like 30 years.
Like it's that old. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it's
you?
Worth it. I mean, the movie
a little over 30.
It's worth a watch.
50s.
Yeah.
All right, I'll follow up. I'll let you guys know how it is.
Okay. I look forward to the review.
Yeah,
this should be a segment.
Yeah.
Marco's review is what we talk.
Okay.
Let's do a review of the country music we sent you.
So we each bring a movie title to the podcast.
But we only can decide one. It's
right.
Debated.
Yes.
And
so
I can't
you might have seen two of them.
I like this.
Well, we have to ask
This could be good summer content.
Yeah.
If we do the pod every other week,
this gives me a chance. Yeah.
This is what we should do.
Okay, deal.
But you got to do your homework.
I commit.
Okay,
I commit.
Okay,
I like this.
Next episode,
I like
Marcos's review on The Wizard of Oz, followed by we will come together for a new movie after that.
Perfect.
Yep. I love it.
Anything else on Sammy Stats? Question of the week. Then we move on. We'll do a little sports minutes. We'll go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. It's been so long since I did sports minutes. I forgot how that part went. We'll start off with the Chicago White Sox. Producer Jake, no big deal. The Nashville White Sox, take it away.
The Chicago White Sox have
Nashville White Sox
traded Dylan Cease to the Padres.
Did you see the compensation
for big game?
I have seen the compensation.
Can you fill me in?
One, Chris Getz.
You got Chris Getz? Didn't you already have him, or did
you
trade him?
No,
too?
I'm saying, we've traded him to the Padres.
I just traded myself to the Dodgers.
It's crazy. I'm their GM now.
I'm gonna package myself with Dylan Cease for not being here.
I'll start with the compensation. So the White Sox have traded Dylan Cease to the Padres for right-handed pitchers Drew Thorpe. I'm gonna butcher this. Jairo Iriarte.
Love it.
And nice. Steven Wilson. And then outfielder Samuel Zavala. All prospects. None of which are in like their top three, from what I understand.
Thorpe's the only one in the MLB top 100.
Good. 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 Good.
Wait, is that it? Just those four?
Yeah.
And not a single one is in the, or only one is number 85. The other two don't even have pictures.
Jake.
Just the way you looked up. I'm sorry. What happened?
What do you mean? What happened?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Is Jerry quitting?
Jerry died 3 months ago.
Guys, it's weekend of birthdays over
he's
there.
He's just like, he's like,
I've seen that.
It's not a rebuild.
That's awesome. There's a point like going.
It's not a rebuild.
What is this then?
You have to ask Chris Getz, but Chris Getz says it's not a rebuild. We are retooling.
We still have Eloy.
We are retooling.
Eloy's hotter than he's ever been right now.
Can you guys name, off the top of your head, a starting pitcher for the White Sox?
Garrett Crochet.
Michael Kopech.
Okay, you got two.
Tuki Toussaint. Is Tuki still with the...
No.
No, there's a bunch of Michaels. There's like three or four Michaels.
Is Fulmer still there somewhere?
Starting pitchers.
No, fuck Fulmer. God damn. That hurt.
No, Tuki Toussaint. He's got to be there.
He's got to be.
He's got to be.
What'd you guys do with Raylo last year? Where'd he go?
Into the Dodgers. Or the Angels.
Angels.
Oh, yeah. Him and Giolito. Did you guys see Giolito's having Tommy John?
Again. Same arm.
What? How does that happen?
I heard that referred to as the UCLA. The UCL again.
Woo!
All right. So the White Sox.
It's John Tommy.
Starting rotation looks to be.
They do it backwards.
Freddie, Soroka,
okay.
Kopech, Crochet, Flexen, and Nestrini.
Drew Flexen.
Oh, Freddie. Chris Flexen. He was with the Mariners for a while.
He was decent. I mean, he's just a middle of the road.
Crochet's interesting because he's largely been in a relief role. Dude throws gas.
Crochet has the most potential right now.
Didn't he just come back from Tommy John?
That was 2 years ago.
He threw gas last year.
Well, he played again last year out of the bullpen and threw fucking heat.
Always trade him.
And he's been starting now.
Trade him. Trade Kopech.
He did start against the Dodgers and he mowed down like the top six off that roster, which was good to see. That's pretty much all we got going for us on the pitching front right now.
I think Soroka is still a potential good pitcher. He was a first-round pick for the Braves, and they're just loaded right now. There's no path for him. So, I mean, he's had a decent spring training, it seems. He's a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's not going to be good.
You guys are going to lose 110 games.
You're
going to lose. There's literally, you lost 101 last year and you lost like a previous Cy Young candidate. And Pedro Grifol is a Pop-Tart.
And they've just been getting. Oh, dude, they have to just stop.
He's a hot pocket.
Stop
dude.
Asking him questions. Just stop allowing him to meet with the press. It's so bad. He just waffles all over the place. He's just abysmal.
He's actually perfect for the White Sox.
God
he
damn
is
it.
The perfect manager.
Oh, it just gives me an aneurysm. Like, it's so bad. And then, I mean, the lineup looks like trash. Eloy's got a good spring going. Robert hit two home runs the other night. I mean, like, the plan right now is that between that you're just praying that Eloy, Robert, Moncada, and Vaughn all figure it out and just are able to carry you to a decent amount of wins.
Can I ask what that number is?
90
for the sheet.
500. Like that's what they're like. I don't
81
see,
wins here.
That's no. That's not what I'm saying. Their record's gonna be. I'm saying that's what like
the ceiling is.
That's the ceiling.
The ceiling is the floor.
Ceiling that's like
is,
the ceiling of like a really nice place, motherfucker.
That's like yeah, like Robert and Eloy.
Those are some multi ass ceilings.
Both play 160 games and have like 50 home runs.
Oh, it's more like an open foyer where like there's just nothing like the first five floors. An atrium.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
That's what it
is. That's an atrium right there.
I like that.
So like there's no path to get there, but there is a ceiling there.
We could get up there.
We could. If you had like suction cups and grappling hooks and superpowers.
I just thought of the CBS. I just thought of the Paramount Plus commercial where they throw Arnold's.
Did anybody see Robert's home run the other day? Mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday.
Gotta be honest. They haven't been keeping up on what time
spring
training.
It was just a bomb of a highlight. So it was against the Angels at their stadium. He hit it.
Let me see if the internet will show me.
He hit it to center field like a 40-foot wall in center field. Like
the
center fielder got to the wall and just like looks straight up in the air like, oh, shit. Like it just disappears over the wall.
Realistically, like, you got a couple pieces left at this point. Why not just trade them too? Tear the whole thing down.
You know, I mean,
if you ain't first, you're last.
I mean, trade if you want, there's something to be said about building around Robert still, and I understand that. But, like, by the time that this team is good again, like, this is, we're talking a couple years from now.
But we're not rebuilding. Why would we trade everyone? Mm. You're barking up the wrong tree.
I mean, I'm just, come on, we're talking.
We're all friends here.
We're all friends here.
Twitter.
I hate what they do to you.
Oh, White Sox.
I hate what
Twitter
they do to
today.
You. And Trevor.
And
White Sox Twitter so sad.
God damn it, Jerry. I can't believe that man had the gall to say the reason we can't compete is because we don't have a stadium like worth drawing people
literally
in.
The Marlins are winning. Is it the Marlins that play in the stadium that was supposed to be?
That they've completely renovated already? Like,
yeah.
They had it all colorful and like Cuban themed and
that
all
was
these
the
big fish. And they've already
the
taken
stadium.
All the fish out.
It's not the Rays one, right? Yeah, it's that one.
No, it's
right.
That one.
It's Tropicana, right?
Yeah, they took the fish tank out. Like, they took all
just
all that
well.
Because
remember, Jeter came. Isn't
yeah, and he's like, we don't want any of this.
Yeah,
I think the gall of if we're talking about the gall of Jerry Reinsdorf, new bit, the
ooh.
Fucking stones that you have to go down to Springfield
and ask for
what
$1 billion?
Meanwhile,
of the state's money,
there are fucking immigrants coming by the hundreds every day to Chicago, and they don't have anywhere to put them.
Put them in that
stadium. No,
put them in the
money.
Fucking stadium.
and you have the gall to ask for $1 billion. JB Pritzker must have pissed his pants.
Make
laughing.
A deal, Jerry. Make a deal. I see you got a nice stadium over there.
What'd you want to say, Jake? Anything else on the White Sox?
White Sox Twitter posted, Jake. Fuck Jerry Reinsdorf. What?
For sure.
White Sox Twitter posted 2 hours ago. We have scored 29 runs in the past two games.
Guys, they're like 4-20 or something in spring training.
Yeah.
That's why this is so funny.
It's not good.
A lot of runs, two games, man. So many runs.
We move on to the Chicago Cubs. Not a deal. I told you Cody Bellinger was coming back.
I do. We fucking knew it. We've known it all along.
This
team's
good. This team's good.
It's
fun.
It's sneaky now, like, obviously.
Frisky.
It's super frisky.
Frisky.
Like, as you look at their schedule, they've lost like one of their last eight games.
Jay, come through.
They're hot in spring training.
Come through, Jay.
The young guys, a lot of them got sent down as per usual during this point in spring training.
PCA
but,
can't fucking use that bat.
Oh, dude. Him and the other one, Brendan Davis. But like the other young players, they were all hitting real well. Like, watch out for, what is it? It's Luis, is it Vasquez? Yeah, the shortstop, good defender. He's had a breakout year previously. But they've got a lot of good young guys still, and they're all hitting the ball. Now, the pitching side, your projected starters are doing the normal spring training thing and getting a hit around. It's what happens during spring training. But the people who are battling for like the last rotation spot.
Wesnesky.
Not only, but specifically Jordan Hicks. You brought him in the offseason. He's having a great spring training, like 10 Ks in 12 innings, 3-0 or something like that. Like, he's having a great spring training so far. A couple guys look to be hurt going into the year, like Tyone and Killian, so there'll be opportunities for these guys to pitch. That's going to be the weakness. Now we have Neris coming in to finally shore up the back end and have a real reliever.
He's good.
But you're probably looking at being at least one starter short still, so... I think that this is an above 500 team for sure.
Can you see them? Because they just got off the phone with Scott Boras. Can you see them picking that thing back up and maybe trying to acquire. What is Snell still out there?
You got Snelly Cat still out there.
Who's the other one? Jordan Montgomery? No,
Montgomery.
Who's Montgomery? What's? I know that that's the big two that are still.
I know
available.
There's 108 free agents still available in the MLB. Is
what an odd thing to know.
That's why I really
that's
think
the
that,
only
dude,
thing I grabbed from the radio bit this evening.
The MLB really misses the mark. Like when you have NBA free agency and like NFL free agency does it the best. Like that is just like, I mean, we're hooked on that stuff. Like the
which,
fact
sorry,
that you're
which one?
The NFL does it the best, but yeah. I'm saying if the MLB could find a way to do something similar like that, like your top guys are still, we're months after the free agency window opened and these guys still aren't signed. Like you've got guys already in training camp, like season starts here soon.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird.
But otherwise it's been a good spring training so far for the Cubs. Like I said, this is going to be above 500 team. It's going to be a fun year of baseball. Can't wait to take my kid to a game.
Oh,
it's going to be so fun.
Behind the net, though.
We're going to sit in the bleachers.
I don't trust myself.
Catch a home run.
Hold a catch.
I'm going to do the one where the dad like tosses the kid up a little bit, catches the kid.
And then holds them both.
Look what I got.
Dale, anything else on the Cubs?
Jake. There's room, dog.
Come through, dog. Just even watch some good games.
We'll just save you a seat. We'll put your name on it.
Like, what do the White Sox have now?
Tailgating in the parking lot.
Fuck, dude. It's the best
just,
thing.
It's
one of the best
good.
Things.
It's so jealous.
God damn it.
And it's great so concessions,
good.
Dude.
Fuck. Such good concessions.
The
but
Modelo
you can't get
cave,
anyone in the stadium.
They have the experience is what they have.
But think about it. The White Sox are so bad now that, like, there's lines that are non-existent.
Right.
You just
it's,
get drunk
I mean, it's
really
AAA,
fast.
So you yeah. can just get fucked up.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. The beer is slightly cheaper.
That is. It is.
You can still see Lubot.
Doubt.
Jerry said,
not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
He said, not no more.
Guys, we move on from the Chicago Cubs and we move on to the Chicago Bulls. Guys, Bulls are back. Not really. Ninth in the East.
May I stumbled across something this evening.
Is it in the take sheet?
It is in the take sheet, Marcos.
Oh, fuck.
Jake has seen it. This goes back to almost this time last year.
Do I got to take a shot for this? Is this that
bad? There are a few of those in here, but then you also have a take right after that.
Let's just do a quick recap of the take sheet.
Okay. The latest on the Malort saga is Marcos saying, no more Malort in all caps. So.
Sounds like me.
So
it sounds like me.
There's a bunch up there. Dale had said the Bears O-line will be top 10 in the NFL.
They weren't run.
Okay. That one stands.
He did not. Yeah, I mean, he didn't specify.
They were like top.
Let's see. Got one here. Marcos said the Chiefs will miss the playoffs.
That's yeah. That, you retracted that shortly after.
Wait, I said the Chiefs.
That was at the end of last season, like right around this time, like before.
What a fucking idiot! I love that guy.
I fucking love this.
I love that guy.
To go back.
Time capsule
to be that all over again.
If I could just Bud be Bitcoin. Here. All right. So at this time last year, Dale said, "We draft Paris from Ohio State." Don't know what that was about.
We got Darnell Wright instead. Yeah. This is yeah. Guys, these aren't bad takes.
Jake says the White Sox will win 90 games.
guys,
and they need shock collars for Eloy and Moncada to know where the wall is.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Invisible Fence. No free ads.
You thought they were going to win 90 games. They lost over 100.
These are all from the same episode.
Like,
oh God.
How am I the only one getting crucified here?
No, got one for you. Got
that
one.
That one was pretty bad, though.
Marcos says, I guarantee you no one wants to play the Bulls in the playoffs. That's in quotation marks.
That
so
was
I got
bad.
You.
Well, nobody wants to play them in the playoffs because they're playing in the play-in tournament. Nobody wants to be in the play-in tournament.
Because
okay. So.
Right. If you're playing them, you're on a beach in Cancun.
That's a great spin.
That's
a
good spin.
It's a world-class spin.
See, like, some of these are there.
All right.
Got a couple for this episode already.
Oh. Oh, shit.
And then it goes back to the end of the previous season.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I don't like Sam keep... just taking these things out of context.
Oh, it's the best. I try to put timestamps on some of them just so I could go back and vet it. But
tough.
No.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so the Malort ones are a little outdated. That's back to betting with Jose and all that good shit. Marco said at one point, I have an irresponsible amount of units on this 49ers game. Easiest money I could ever make.
I did make a lot of money on that game. I believe that was the...
Could have been the rain game. That could have been a season before.
No.
What was the date on that?
I don't have a date on that.
Was that the playoff game?
I believe that was the first playoff.
Brock Purdy game.
Yeah.
I don't have a date on that.
Guys,
but now I'm going to keep... The records will be clean from 100 forward.
And we're back. Right. Guys, Bulls, so 31 and 34 on the season. You've got about, what, I think you got like 16, 17 games left in the season. You're basically cemented in as the number 9, so you're going to be in the play-in tournament.
Yay,
in some weird way, this is what they always wanted. This must be like AK just must not know like that you could build a team to like win a championship and just like trying to win, like make a team that could win a play-in game. So that's what you're going to get. I will say there are reasons to be excited about this Bulls team. Like, and they brought me back because I was me and the Bulls five, six weeks ago were broken up. We were broken up. We were on a break. I blocked their number. I didn't follow them. Don't call me. I didn't follow them on any of the socials. Nothing. Kobe White single-handedly brought me back. Like, I really, really like he legitimately should be the most improved player for in the NBA this season. Like, just fantastic. And this is all because Zach LaVine is not around. Like, you were able to really see what Kobe could be when he was like the off-ball guy. And it's just fantastic. I like what you've seen out of Io too. Dalen Terry has given you some like not baby deer walking minutes, you know, so it's really nice there. Other news, the Zach LaVine rumors are heating back up again that he's going to be traded. Shoot me, because we're just going to do this again. Nobody wants Zach LaVine, like nobody wants Justin Fields. And then the only other one is Lonzo Ball can walk. That's what we're excited about. Lonzo Ball can walk and run and cut and we don't have to amputate his leg. So
that's it.
Yeah. I mean, he
can't play.
So he's resuming basketball activities soon-ish. Like he's running intense levels or whatever they said, but Lonzo's not coming back this year. Obviously there's nothing to come back to. I don't think he ever plays a game again for the Bulls. We'll see.
I'm just happy he's not in the scooter at Walmart.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just happy that you're not like the 13th seed going in and like you're able to turn it around somewhat. I feel bad for DeMar DeRozan. Like that dude has played. I think he's averaging like 40, 41 minutes per game or something like that. Like 33, 34 year old DeMar DeRozan is just an absolute stud. So we'll see what the last like 16, 18 games of the season brings us. And I'm sure this off season will be full of nothing and we'll roll the same team back out there again next year. And you'll just hear from me again next year. Moving on, Jake, get us into the Chicago Blackhawks.
Well,
Connor good.
Connor is really, really, really fucking good.
Rest of the team bad.
Rest of the team mostly bad. You got a couple spots in there. Kurashev, Krasinski. You got some okay pieces in there. Mostly bad all around.
But worst
team in the NHL at the moment. Although in the last like four games, they've just become absolute world beaters.
7 goals, 2 games in a row.
Well, granted, and I think in one of those games, Connor had 5 points, and another one he had 3 points. Like
his stick work is unreal, dude. He makes grown men.
So he has like
look foolish.
So I forget his goal number. He's over 20 now. The NHL posted just a highlight reel of Connor Bedard today, actually, and I was scrolling through it. There was like 10 slides in there. Every single one of them were goals, and every single one of them were just highlight reel goals. Like he doesn't score, you know, cheap dirty goals. Everything is just beautiful when he does it. Guys, he's really, really fucking good. We're very lucky. And we're also lucky that we're in last place because we might get first overall again.
Salabini.
Did
you see the Foligno mic'd up the other night?
Which one?
The one where they're sitting on the bench and he's talking about his contract time. So he leans over to he's basically, there's so much to teach you and I don't have enough contract time. I'm gonna have to stay in Chicago like 5 more years after I retire.
Dude, they're so great together.
That is so funny.
So they live like on the same floor in the same building. And Nick Foligno is like part of his job is just like
take care
of the 19-year-old down the hall.
He's like in Chicago.
Or at least close to it.
Yeah, he's in he's in his 30s.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yep.
Yeah, take care of the 19-year-old who has $1 million in downtown Chicago.
Right.
Well,
right.
It's like we said when we were debating Jalen Carter and like the reputation issues, like it's like we said, Jalen Carter, your new friend is Patrick Scales. Like that's your roommate from now on.
Did you guys see the one of him on the bench with Foligno?
You're slow, dude.
Where he's like, well, you were just slow there. I was, skating, faster and going up. He's like, did you just call me slow? He's like, I'm so annoyed with you right now. I don't even want to talk to you.
And like Connor gets closer, like, wait.
Like he tried to explain himself for a second. He's like, that's not what I meant. I meant you were going slow then. And he's just like, whatever, dude.
I like that anytime that Connor even gets like remotely touched, there's 8 people ready to die for him. Like cracking sticks in half, ready to stab somebody. Like I'll do time.
Which so he comes back from the injury, right? Broken jaw, comes back, has to wear the bubble. Where's the bubble? The reporters asked him, hey, do you think the bubble is going to affect you at all? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, I led the OHL in scoring for 4 years with it, so no, I think I'm okay.
Love him. What a fucking dunk.
Or no, I think he's like, yeah, I scored 150 points last year in the OHL, so I think I'll manage.
Love that.
With the bubble. Jesus, man.
Jake, anything else in the Blackhawks? Oh, are you gonna do a lottery thing?
Good call.
Oh, I have to add a box for that on the spreadsheet.
Is there any chance that we can somehow acquire Rempe?
I'm going to bring up Rempe later, but
okay,
that guy's mutant.
It's been fun to watch.
People just keep saying, "Are we going to go?" And he's not said no to anybody.
Okay, so we're currently in second to last. We have 2 games played more than San Jose, but we again have won like 3 games in a row, it feels. Let's see. Did it freeze?
Come on.
Yes! Fourth. Not good. I feel like this thing, it is a little...
It takes your location and it purposely...
No, I don't think it's that, but it always it always brings people up from way downtown to the top. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, the NHL's probably pumping money into that. It's like trying to keep them invested. Cold envelope, dude.
Jake, anything else on the Hawks?
That's it.
Guys, we move on. We'll do some schmegments, guys. We ain't done some schmegments in a little while. Ready for some schmegments. Who can or cannot dog sit for you? I will start. Not dog sitting for me. A previous nominee. Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that that Chiefs fans that attended the 4th coldest game in history, was that January 13th game where it was like minus 60 degree wind chills? We're talking about like 5 dozen amputations already of fingers or toes, ends of noses, because people got frostbite and started to suffer from necrosis.
Oh, I think you had it, yeah.
Like they're literally like amputating digits and limbs because of it. So
like Mr. Deeds,
like you guys are
ball is life, bro.
100% like just absolutely, you know, you guys cannot watch my dogs. No shot. Irresponsible. You imagine like you have to lose your finger because you went to a football game. Crazy.
Silly.
We didn't lose any digits.
It's just cold.
It wasn't that cold at that game, Sam. It was cold, but it was not
it
that
was chilly,
cold.
It brother. Was
cold.
It was chilly.
Dale, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
I'll tell you who can dog sit for me. The Ecuadorian maniac, Chito Vera. That man will not fall.
That was insane.
That man can
Sugar gave
protect.
Him knees until I thought he was
the sound
dead.
His face made.
And he just stood there. My child. He can watch my dog. He can watch, I trust my mother with him.
Just get kicked in the face and
yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Is it only five rounds.
I didn't hear no bell.
I didn't hear no bell.
Sam.
Not dog sitting for me this week is boop, boop. Me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What'd you do now? Where are you going?
I'm a little banged up.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah. MRI pending.
Hard to tell, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, hard to tell. What's up with you?
Well, I can't do anything with my shoulder. So,
Are you? What is it? Your left?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry.
I can do all this though.
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
It works at the elbow.
Yeah, this is fine, and I can get it to here.
That's further than last week.
How's golf? So, what's like golf?
Very painful.
That's not golf.
Very painful.
Come on, that's golf. I've seen.
That's not golf.
Kayla caught me doing a couple of these swings in the kitchen. She's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like wincing. I'm like, "I just had to see. I just had to know."
Can you putt?
Yeah.
You can
that
ride.
I can do. I can putt.
Force him.
I can putt.
Scramble. Force him.
Scramble.
Yeah. So
you just have to get really good at putting.
So it's just,
that's all you're bringing. Fuck. You need to be good. Man. Did you have the MRI like results confirmed?
No, that's on Friday. So not with the.
Just learn how to hit it like that guy on Instagram where he just swings it with one arm, like
whips it around his head. Yeah, he's fucking good.
That'll
too.
Be cool.
Yeah, never mind. Just learn how to hit the ball straight.
So we'll find out. Really fucking hurts. Can't use it. Never had an injury like this before. But the common denominator is snow and mountains, and I probably should take a step back for a little bit.
I mean, the last two like traumatic injuries that you've had have been
on a mountain.
And like, there's nothing wrong with like vacationing. Like, there's motherfuckers that go to Vail and Aspen and all that shit. All that's Breckenridge, and they have themselves a great time. And they never hop on a fucking piece of plywood and fly down a mountain at 40 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. There is one other common denominator.
If you're Jake,
no,
50.
No, yes, there is. No, Dale. There's one other common denominator.
We've ruled this out.
Senor Mr. Jake.
Not me.
Oh.
You're the other common denominator.
No, it's you.
I was there for the first one, but nope. I was not there for the second one.
Were you there when...
He was there the first time.
When Luigi busted his face?
I've been there for
all of
them.
Oh, yeah, he was there for that.
Julian?
Yeah, he was there for Julian.
Oh.
I was there for those.
I was there for, obviously, myself.
Fatten? You were there when you got a concussion.
I was there when I got a concussion.
Yep, you were there.
I was there for Sam's broken arm. I was there for Julian's busted face. I was there for Luigi's busted face. I was there when Ryan fell and hit his head on that rock.
You were there for my cousin's broken elbow and my other cousin's broken knee.
Both of them. That's seven.
I mentioned there's a common denominator.
I mean, at this point, like,
there was actually talks going around. Like, after... Sam's cousin Caitlin broke her leg, there were talks of like, okay guys, it's like 6 years running, someone's gotten hurt every year, do we stop inviting Jake? And then they're like,
for his own protection.
And then it was like, okay, no, we'll give it one more year. If someone gets hurt, that's it. Year seven, no one got hurt. Year eight, no one got hurt.
Who wasn't there last year?
You?
Me.
Yeah. Well, you're
eight. Nobody got hurt last year.
You're seven, no one got hurt. You're eight, no one got hurt. You came back, got hurt.
You guys have PTO.
You were
for this?
Also there for all of them now, though.
Maybe.
Yeah, but it's you.
But he's been a victim multiple times.
Like, he's been hurt, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is a deep
alibi.
Play.
Perfect
yeah,
alibi.
It's a deep play. Whoa.
It was me the whole time.
Exactly.
It's the perfect crime.
Yeah,
you just
so.
Had to sacrifice an entire, like, upper arm bone and shoulder socket.
Yeah, you know, no big deal. I it feels like whatever this is, I'm going to get pretty good at keeping book this year. I'm going to get pretty good at keeping book, keeping up on the app.
At least you'll still be able to throw. Like, once this heals, you can still throw.
We'll just throw you grounders.
Yeah, like I could warm up. Like I could catch the ball as long as you throw it up and to the left, I'm not doing anything.
Dale.
Real question.
Can you still?
What hand do you use?
Oh yeah, we're good.
Okay, yeah.
You never have an arm injury?
I broke
my right collarbone when I was in middle school.
My
motherfucking strongest left hander in the whole grade.
My uncle in college broke both his wrists playing basketball at the same time.
Stop it.
Ball's life.
Had to
learn to suck his own dick.
Had to
use his knees.
Had to when they were casting him, the nurse was like, "All right, what hand do you wipe with?" And he's like, this one? She's like, well, what hand do you write with? She's like, this one. He's like, all right, give me your left one. And then she curled it like this. So for those that are listening, I have my hand in like a hook formation. So his left hand was casted like this so that he could wipe his own ass.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Kitty want some milk.
The whole cast is like frictioned down to the down to the skin.
It just smells like shit.
I have an infection.
It's just sweat. It's just sweat. No, that's poop, dog.
It's normal. Guys, who's this week's not that
Wait,
guy?
I didn't go yet.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Jake. No, who can or cannot dog sit for you, producer Jake?
So I've gone back and forth on it. Like, if we were doing this a week ago, 100% dog sitting for me is Matt Rempe, New York Rangers' newest mutant that they've added to the roster. I say mutant. This is a hockey player. That is 6'7", 270 pounds, and he's 21 years old. He enters the league and immediately just starts fighting everybody. I mean, so his first game was the outdoor game that the Rangers played. Gets in a fight. Second game he plays, gets in a fight again. By game three, his face is like... black Buffy, and blue. Yeah. Like, it looks like a person that was just fighting, got in a, yeah. like, in a fight. And this isn't like the hockey fights you see today where it's like two punches, you tangle up and fall down.
They let him go.
They are he is eating punches. Like, he's eating a punch so that he can then throw a punch. He's like,
hit me so I can get closer.
He grabs them, and when they swing, he like just takes it, and then fucking, when they're closer, he just fires back. Let alone he's 6'7".
He's that much taller.
He's big, like forever. Ryan Reeves, in my mind, is like the biggest, baddest motherfucker in the NHL. Like, anytime I've ever seen that guy square up against someone, it's like, oh my God, Ryan Reeves, so much bigger. Matt Rempe fought Ryan Reeves like 3 days later.
They were banging, dude.
Yes.
And, for like 10 minutes.
Incredible.
And he towers over Ryan Reeves. I was like, Jesus, this guy is a monster. Yeah. And this is all he does. He just keeps fighting.
Like, people keep asking him at the line. They keep being like, so do you want to go? And he's like, fuck it, let's go.
Well,
what's that dude? It's Goon.
This is Goon. But then,
great movie.
So, like I said, I was going back and forth on this because now, this week, last night, he got suspended for four games. He threw a little chicken wing out there and, yeah, caught a player just right in the face with it.
A little dirty.
I will say that he never fights with a bucket on. Like, his hat is always gone, and the other guy most of the time has his helmet on still.
So you're so you're actually like... not allowed to take your helmet off. It has to be taken off for you.
When they take mine off, I'll take yours off.
It was funny when they initially
that's so funny. I didn't know
they only
you had to punch it off. It's like fighting a foe with armor.
Well, so they added that rule just a couple of years ago. You used to be able to just like, I mean, that was a thing, like
gloves hats,
off, and then you'd kind of square off, up, right. Helmet off, you know, do the whole thing.
It's like a dance to it.
When they first initiated that rule, there was one game, a fight started, the guys took their gloves off, and then they went over and like, clipped the helmet and flipped it off, and then they just went at
beat the shit out of each other.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, your helmet basically has to just fall off in order for you to continue.
Damn.
But yeah, he threw the wing,
so he can and cannot.
Yeah. It was funny because apparently Peter Laviolette, the coach, told him, you know, hey, buddy. You don't have to fight every game. How about this game? We don't fight. Unless if something happens, like, we are not engaging. And then he threw the chicken wing.
Did he get fought?
Coach, I didn't fight.
Did someone try to fight him? Sean Monahan. Well, that was the whole thing. Sean Monahan, another big bruiser in the NHL. This is why Peter Laviolette told him, like, hey, let's not do this tonight.
Take a night off.
Sean Monahan really wanted to fight him. So next time they play...
Oh, it's on.
There's going to be a Donkey big one.
Before a second even is off the clock.
There's going to be a big one.
Oh, boy. I love those, by the way.
Good. Who can or cannot? No. Who is this week's not that guy? I will start. Not that guy for me is nicotine. Boys, I'm going through it right now. One of the most difficult things I've done in a long time is quit this stupid habit. I'm about a month off the zhuzh. It's been a tough month, but I know it's for a good reason. I don't do it often. I'm going to pat myself on the back here, and I'm going to keep stacking some months and be done with that shit. It's tough. It's tough. I'm always hooked on that shit. So I'm stoked about it. So shout out to you guys for also being my support. Appreciate you.
Proud of you, buddy. The Bears free agency thing makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. That's why. I'm just chewing like peppermint peppermint toothpicks all the time now, and just like gum and peppermint.
Dude, it's
toothpicks.
Difficult.
Yeah.
You guys know I smoked for a long time, and like I had to have a health issue come up, and then it's like, oh yeah, no, you gotta stop. Like, oh yeah, this does kill you.
Yeah, and the vaping is just so like nowadays or so. The Juul is a fucking USB. Like, it looks like a jump drive. It's just, it's so easy. And you just do it anywhere. It's way too easy. And I'm fighting the fight.
Dude. Yep. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Cheers. Dale.
Reoccurring, not that guy.
You.
No. Rob Manfred. But this is kind of like a positive one. He announced he's finally going to retire. My hate for Rob Manfred has an end date. And it's, I believe, after the 29 season. So he's like, I'm going to retire in 5 years. So that's why he's not that guy. Hey, fuck you, dude. Like,
that's a long retirement
tour. It sure is. And there's no better job than the job after you tell someone that you're leaving. So for the next 5 years, just fuck that guy. Rob Manfred, not that guy.
Hmm. Sam.
My not that guy is that creepy senator chick from Alabama. Did you see that video?
Yeah. Which
I'm not
one?
Getting into it. It was just really weird.
What does she look like?
The lady in the green shirt. SNL did a skit on it.
Oh, my God, dude.
I believe her name's Kelly Britt.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It just, dude, that one was what wild. The fuck was that? Like, not that guy.
Jake.
So I'm going to go with a that guy. This is a big one. Big that guy here. Amy's younger brother, Mr. 300. Joe, 17 years old, bowled his first 300 game.
That's such a huge deal.
That's a major accomplishment.
Is he going to the league?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
How do you get drafted in bowling? How's that
work? Can you go to college for bowling? Is there a bowling team in college?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's give my man a Maverick scholarship.
Looks?
Yeah, let's get scholarships.
I don't know.
It's a 300 game.
Go to Bowling Green.
Jake, you need to get the info and come back. You know,
okay, yeah.
You need to report on this.
I'll get the deets. I'll get the deets. I've changed his contact information on my phone to Mr. 300, and that's how I will address him going forward. Yeah, I could never.
Yeah,
I could never.
Nope. Ain't in the cards for me.
Incredible.
Either. Guys, two Not That Guy honorable mentions I just want to bring up real quick because I remembered him. One of them is Aaron Rodgers / Robert Kennedy.
That's what I should have done.
Yeah. The other one is, did you guys see the Willy Wonka like pop-up exhibit warehouse?
That poor lady.
That ended up just being like a couple printouts sticky tape to the wall. And like, dude, it was just a total scam. Kids were crying.
Unbelievable.
Those are two ones that if you guys haven't seen them, go look them up and it'll be a fun time. So guys, anything else you want to get into here? 100 episodes, boys.
In the books.
100 episodes in the book. Here's to
more.
Another 100 more. And as our lives change and our families grow and all this fun stuff, we are excited to ride this ride here as us, as friends, ride it with you guys as listeners. You guys are awesome. We just appreciate you guys. Here's to another awesome 100 episodes. See Red, bear down. And I mean it when I say love you guys. Bears.
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 Bears. Bears.
Jake is a really good dude.
I'll hang up and listen to your response.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay. Feel me more.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but and then get the hell out of the chair.
The bestest friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's my lord.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Wow.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.